You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Andrea Gardner is a Whangarei-based artist. The Art House Trust are currently hosting her exhibition When Mauve Does the Tango in association with the Auckland Festival of Photography. The exhibition is an exploration of staged photography, presenting subjects in forms of disguise, exploring ideas of identity, selfhood, and the female experience. I caught up with Andrea about the exhibition and what else she's up to. What is the process of art making like for you?
Well, it's very private.
Yeah.
It's very personal. So I have a studio in my sort of behind the house in the garden. And so I feel that's a very special place. I basically do what I call staged photography or constructed photography. So I'm in the studio, and so I don't go out wandering around looking for things. I'm more of a maker.
And right.
My background is in painting and sculpture, so I don't have a background in photography, really. So that's sort of where I'm coming from. Yeah, so I work quietly on my own in my studio.
Amazing. Do you think your background in painting and sculpting has informed the way you sort of approach photography?
Oh, hugely, hugely. Because I'm very attached to props, for
yeah.
one thing. And I like making shapes and, I don't know, painting cardboard and cutting paper and using different fabrics with different colors. And then I have gone through periods where the work has just been intensely colorful. And at one point, I just really wanted to see what it would be like to concentrate on one color at a time, you know, like make a picture intensely blue, or another one, you know, really over the top red or deeply yellow. And so that was a really interesting journey. And I've also wanted to have a human presence in the work. But since I work by myself, that sort of meant that I had to use myself. So in the last few years, it's me in the work, but you wouldn't recognize me, because then I'm playing with all sorts of disguises, you know, wigs and cardboard shapes and things like that. So it's kind of theatrical sometimes, or, yeah, feels kind of performative, even though it's just me playing by myself, creating these scenarios. And I'm really interested in the realm of the imagination and this idea of making something that will surprise me, like that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And so that's quite, well, it can be hard and, you know, sort of uncertain territory, but also really fun. And when it works, yeah, what gets me hooked, you know. And it's just kind of an ongoing path, you know, one idea leads to the next, to the next. So yeah, I've been an artist for a long time, and, you know, with the background and sometimes working with ceramics or felt, drawing, painting.
I really like the idea of engaging the imagination in that way. Can you walk us through some of the themes of your new exhibition, When Mauve Does the Tango?
Well, some of it's probably kind of enigmatic, and I quite like, you know, the viewer to take away, you know, from the work, whatever story they may make up. I'm not a, you know, particularly religious person. There is a work that, because of the white and the blue, kind of, people have told me it looks kind of like some strange nun setup, you know.
Yeah, love a good strange nun setup.
Yeah. But what happened was, my husband he's also an artist, and he had a lot of big white backdrop paper that he was photographing sculptures on, and so he'd used it quite a bit and had some kinks and wrinkles, and so he was going to throw it out because it wasn't clean enough for his purposes. So I'm really great at scrounging things. And so I thought, oh, this huge sheets of paper, I mean, really big. So I just gathered it all up. And so that's in this work that I just called White, that looks a bit nun-like. Yeah, so you just see figures, or, you know, it'll be one figure suggested in a way, with all of this billowing white, which is quite lovely. Some of the works, I had a very large piece of glass. It was actually an old frame, and I propped the frame up in the studio. Then I have a backdrop, so a colored piece of fabric that's on the wall and then going down to the floor. And so there was a space in between, and I did go through a period where, I don't know if you can imagine, but I was painting on the glass and then stepping behind the glass and then photographing that combination. So it was what was on the glass, you know, a figure behind, and then the color of the backdrop as well. So that was quite fun to play around with. Some were slightly more abstract, and some are maybe have more of a narrative quality to them.
And how did you go about selecting these pieces? Were you just sort of making these kinds of setups and taking these kinds of photos at the time, and you just sort of chose that era?
Yeah, it's an ongoing. I just keep making.
Yeah.
And it's my habit. So probably when I do an exhibition, one of the challenges is that I actually have quite a bit of work.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for me to choose. So I usually need a curator to help me go through it. Or sometimes I have friends come over and, you know, sort of select, you know, which ones do you like the most and which ones do you? I do little test prints and I pin them up. So I might have 30 or 40 images on the wall, you know, the last year or so. And then, you know, by looking at them for quite a while and deciding if they need tweaking at all or, hold for quite a while, then I know I can go ahead and maybe print them and frame them. But that's the thing with photography, is the production costs are quite hefty.
Yes. I love the idea of getting your friends over and kind of getting that, I guess, that fresh perspective.
Uh-huh.
Because once you've sort of seen or been sitting with your art for a while, perhaps you sort of, you know, lose that kind of clarity of objectiveness, you know, because you're sort of inside it. So yeah,
definitely. And sometimes I've been surprised. Well, I had a show 2 years ago, and so I worked with the curator for quite a bit, and so we agreed on most of the works, but there was one that was niggling at me, and he thought it would really look great in the show. And I thought, oh, I don't like it. I really don't like it. And we went back and forth and back and forth. And finally, he talked me into it. And then, of course, in the opening, somebody comes up and says, I particularly love this. That works.
So, yeah.
You know, yeah, I could just scratch my head because I sometimes can't see clearly. You get attached to you know, sort of emotionally to certain works just because of the story behind it.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own taste. That never ceases to amaze me, that, you know, there's such variety out there.
I find that interesting, yeah, like how there's, you know, there's always one piece or one work of art that sort of catches the eye or sort of wows in some way. But the artist is often sort of, you know, it can come as a surprise. Is there a story behind the title of your exhibition, When Mauve Does the Tango?
Actually, I originally was going to call it When Hope Does the Tango.
Oh.
And then with the curator, it was decided that mauve alluded more to a color. Yes, so that's how that title came to be. But with the word hope, of course, that can be a woman's name, you know, as well as a noun that brings a lot of different meaning. But there was the feeling that the exhibition was so much about color. There actually isn't any mauve in the exhibition, and that's an old-fashioned word.
Yeah.
And in terms of tango, like, I've done a bit of salsa dancing and a bit of bachata and merengue, but not particularly tango. I think it's really interesting. It's, you know, it has a certain formality and passion and tension, and I just like the way it sounded. I'm into the joy of dance.
Yeah.
And music, and because I like some certain fashion photography, you know, where there's color and the figure and lighting and the way, you know, the fabric or the pattern works, you know, I can like all of that. There is a piece where I've painted my arm and my hand blue, and I have a big piece of painted blue paper and some different kinds of blue fabric, and just some one foot with a striped sock kind of sticks out. So the gesture is quite important in that work. I've called it reptilian blue just yeah. because I discovered when the blue, when my hand and arm were painted blue, I don't know, it just looks all kind of wrinkly and gnarled, and what I would think of as a reptilian.
Yeah.
And also, I grew up in California, and I used to, as a kid, catch these blue-bellied lizards. And the lizards, the blue, we would turn them over to look at their tummies. It was so, so beautiful. The same kind of blue. And then we'd let them go.
Yeah.
So there's some different things going on in that particular work.
That was Andrea Gardner speaking to me about her exhibition, When Mauve Does the Tango. We'll be right back after a short break. In the meantime, text in on 5395.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.